the reason why. How we long to know answers to those eternal questions deep in the heart of man. Why, we ask. Why did she leave? Why did he betray me? Why did they have to die? How, we ask. How can I cope being alone? How am I going to make ends meet? When, we ask. When will this nightmare end? When is the Lord returning for us? What, we ask. What am I going to do now? What is going to happen to us now? The human heart desires to know answers to so many unanswerable questions. Well, believers are not exempt from a longing to know answers to imponderable issues. Man's mission in life is to discover the unknowable, hid deep in the mind of God. This desire to know the answer has its root in Eden's great, glorious garden. How tempting the fruit of that tree of knowledge, tucked away in Eden's glen. How this mindset is so contrary to the one that God desires his own to seek after. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, we read in Philippians. A mind that trusts him explicitly, despite the unbearable and the unimaginable. A heart that trusts him implicitly and rests all questions in his understanding. How this attitude of all-knowing and full understanding is so contrary to his will. How the enemy has used this insatiable desire to bring many to the pit of despair. I once heard a wise woman describe her illumination to the eternal question, why me? Why me, Lord? Why them? What have I done to deserve this? What have they done to deserve that? Why, she asked. Why was my son born so crookedly disabled? Why did my son have to die? Why did this have to happen to me? And why did that have to happen to him? After months and years of intense heart-searching and deep despondency, she realized and understood the deeper meaning. Why not? Why should I be exempt from the evils of this world? And why should you? We live in a vile world system, where the God of this age seeks to harm and destroy. We inhabit a wicked world where Satan points his accusing finger at God. We live in a corrupt sphere where destruction of faith in God is a key to Satan's evil. People may turn to me to ask for reasons, but I don't know answers to their specifics. When people seek out my understanding to issues that tear hearts apart, I can't say. I don't know. Deep philosophical thought and comforting words don't bind the broken-hearted. Musing on the meaning behind issues that rip a soul from its roots is pointless. But this I do know. There is one who is the answer to all life's ills and wrongs. All questions and every answer is bound up in one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in his love and mercy, he will take each painful hurt and every throbbing heart and pour in his healing oil and his soothing balm. In his grace and wisdom, he will take the harrowed heart that questions why and answer in his way and in his time, to his glory and to your benefit. We may not know specific answers to so many unanswerable questions. We may not know the peculiar reasons for so many imponderable issues. But my heart always flies back to those wise words of faithful Abraham. Abraham was the friend of God, whose trust in God was counted as righteousness. Abraham, by faith, offered up his only begotten son to God. Abraham, in faith, pleaded for mercy when faced with Sodom's destruction. Abraham trusted the God of righteousness in all things. It was Abraham in Genesis chapter 18 who said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right, without us knowing why or how?" There is only one answer when faced with the troubles of life, and his name is Jesus. And this he promised, "If I am lifted up, will draw all men and women to me, to save, to forgive, and to heal the hurt." There is only one God who was sent to heal the brokenhearted and pain in life, and his name is Jesus.